After months of trading accusations, U.S. and Iranian officials sat in the same room to discuss ways to prevent a wider conflict. President Bush called the recent Iraq regional conference in Baghdad positive, but indicated he is waiting to see if the participants, such as Iran and Syria, turn their pledges to help halt the violence in Iraq into action.
Words are easy to say in politics and the international diplomacy. If they really want to help stabilize Iraq, there are things for them to do, such as cutting off weapon flows and or the flow of suicide bombers into Iraq.
Nadia Bilbasi, senior Washington correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, says people in the Arab world welcomed the participation in the security conference of all of Iraq's neighbors, including Iran and Syria. However, they did not expect a breakthrough in terms of producing what she calls tangible results.
But I think as an initial talks, it's a good start, and we know there's going to be another conference that follow up probably in Turkey where Secretary Rice is going to participate. But I think now everybody realizes whether the Iraqis, the neighboring states, the United States, the international community, that everybody needs to be on board if any meaningful solution can be brought to Iraq.
At the same time, most Arabs are careful about assuming that the Baghdad Security Conference represents a radical change in U.S. foreign policy, Nadia Bilbasi says.
We have seen statements coming from senior officials, from the president to Secretary Rice, that basically they're not going to have any direct talks with Syria and Iran. Some will see it as a compromise that basically the administration is leaning towards becoming more pragmatic rather than ideological in their dealing with these states and the root causes of the problem. And some see it as actually we're still miles away from reaching any positive outcome that actually will help to stabilize Iraq.
It was just 2 weeks ago that the United States announced it would accept Iraq's invitation to participate in a regional security conference that included Iran and Syria, countries that Washington regards as sponsoring terrorism by their support for Hezbollah and Hamas. British journalist and UN reporter Ian Williams agrees with Ms. Bilbasi that Washington's attitude has softened.
Condoleezza Rice does seem to be representing a more pragmatic and less ideological wing of U.S. foreign policy. If you can get things out of Iran and Syria through talking, then that's got to be preferable to threatening them. In the long term, you could say it benefits Israel or Iran to have a major power fall apart. But the price to be paid in terms of chaos in the meantime is too much for any of them. And Iran doesn't want all of those U.S. troops there. It wants a peaceful solution, so the U.S. has got no excuse to stay on then.
Former Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, who is now director of the Center for Arab-Iranian Studies in London, says he views the handshake between the U.S. ambassador to Iraq and Iran's deputy foreign minister during the Baghdad conference as a good sign.
Just seeing each other after all these years, I mean, two prominent diplomats sitting around the table and talking to each other, I believe that was in itself an important event. And the Iranian, they rely on it very much because now the Iranian, they are not in their strongest position. Therefore, they welcomed the conference and they thought perhaps the conference would pave the way for more serious dialogue later on in Turkey when the foreign ministers of the countries concerned are going to get together.
Although Iran is clearly a more important player regarding Iraqi security than Syria, Nadia Bilbasi says, Syria's porous border with Iraq also poses a security problem.
Syrians always say that politics is not a charity. You have to give us something to give you something. And therefore, I think it might develop to some more contact. But the bottom line here is how far can the Bush administration go into actually opening their hands and sitting on the table with Iran and Syria, and that's questionable. I don't think it's going to happen.
Despite their skepticism about how much progress on the Iraqi security front can be achieved through diplomatic exchange, the journalists say that all sides may have something to gain in the process. For example, Tehran hopes to gain the release of five Iranian generals arrested by the Americans last month in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. Damascus wants greater acceptance in the community of nations. Washington, along with the other permanent members of the Security Council, has serious concerns about Iran's nuclear program. And finally, no one wants the sectarian violence in Iraq to spread. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.